Ariana Grande rages at Trump for using her song in trans trolling TikTok post. By Simon Kent on August 21, 2026. An underwhelmed Ariana Grande raged against President Donald Trump on Thursday for using her song in a trans trolling TikTok post, cautioning him to never use my music again, before sternly adding, "Also, your truth is false." The three-time Grammy winner chose to unleash as she comes to the end days of her Eternal Sunshine tour. The public admonition was sparked by a TikTok video posted by the Trump campaign, which used Grande's 2024 single We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love, to affirm the reality that men are men and women are women and neither sex represents an interchangeable option. Me and my truth, we sit in silence. Men can't have babies and should never compete in women's sports. The post read alongside the caption, "This shouldn't be controversial." Grande appeared in the comments to tell the Trump administration to back off, never use my music again. "Also, your truth is false," she added. This is not the first time the singer has been at odds with the White House. As Breitbart News reported back in June, Trump's media team used Grande's song "Bye" in a video showing ICE agents arresting illegal aliens, and the left-wing pop star was not happy about it. Grande's immediately told the Trump administration to cease and desist. "Please do not ever use my music in relation to this barbaric, inhumane, heinous nonsense. FCK ICE," she huffed in her comment. The sound was stripped from the clip shortly after Ariana Grande unleashed her political spray, as is her increasing custom. In the past, she supported Kamala Harris for president and performed for former President Barack Obama at the White House in 2014. The Wicked actress joins a growing list of sensitive artists who have demanded Trump's team do not use their music to promote the president's policy agenda. Last year, Sabrina Carpenter wrote, "Do not ever involve me or my music to benefit your inhumane agenda," after a White House clip used part of her 2024 song Juno in a compilation showing ICE operations. ABBA, Celine Dion and Beyoncé were among those demanding Trump's campaign not use their music during his successful re-election bid in 2024, including at campaign rallies. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.